to my breakdown. I hope I didn't scare you. That's just the way we are when we come down.
All right, let the education continue here, all right?
We sweat and laugh and scream.
And by the way, currently there are about 1,500, give or take, 1,500 Confederate memorials on public lands around the nation. 1,500 Confederate memorials around the nation on federal and state lands. Expect every single one of those to be in the crosshairs soon. Any luck there, Alex? All right, then don't worry about it. All right, let me continue the education this way. One of the groups that was on the left in Charlottesville and held a very prominent position. I think it's important for you to know who the players are. And yes, this is an alt-left group because there's no other way to put it. They are called the Workers' World Party. All right, and they were prominent. And they have been prominent at several events of this sort around the United States, attacking conservative speakers like Milo Yiannopoulos, Ann Coulter, and others in Berkeley. The Workers' World Party was also part of the Occupy Wall Street movement. Let me tell you who they are by their own definition. The Workers' World Party is a communist party in the United States, founded in 1959 by a group led by Sam Marcy of the Socialist Workers' Party. Marcy and his followers split from the USSWP in 1958 over a series of longstanding differences. Among them, Marcy's support for Henry Wallace and the Progressive Party in 1948. Marcy also had a very positive view of the Chinese Revolution and Mao Zedong. And their defense, Marcy's defense, of the 1956 Soviet invasion of Hungary. The World Workers' Party describes itself as a party that has, since its founding, supported the struggles of all oppressed peoples. I'll get back to that comment in a second. It has recognized the right of nations to self-determination, including the nationally oppressed peoples inside the United States. It supports affirmative action as necessary to fight for equality. WWP says it opposes all forms of racism and religious bigotry. The Workers' World Party and its affiliate Youth Against War and Fascism were noted for their consistent defense of the Black Panthers, the Weather Underground, and the Puerto Rican independence movement. Workers' World Party was also an early advocate of gay rights and remains especially active in this area. They publish a weekly paper. Here's something else to know about the Workers' World Party. The Workers' World Party has maintained a strong position of support for the government of North Korea. Through its entire Vietnam era and through its front organization, the American Servicemen's Union, the party endorsed a 1971 statement of support for that government. The statement was read on the North Korea International Radio by visiting ASU delegate Andy Stapp. And in 1994, Sam Marcy, the founder, sent a letter to Kim Jong-il expressing his condolences on the behalf of the WWP for the passing and the death of his father, calling him a great leader. Calling Kim Il-sung a great leader and comrade in the international communist movement. They continue to support North Korea to this day. Now, the Workers' World Party is one of the groups that is out there opposing neo-Nazis, the Ku Klux Klan, and others. Their party, since its founding, quote, supported the struggles of all oppressed people. Well, I guess that is, except for people in Russia, where Vladimir Lenin was responsible for the murder and death of 10 million of his own people. I guess it didn't apply to Joseph Stalin, who was responsible for the death of upwards of 50 million of his own people. I guess it does not include Mao Zedong, Chairman Mao, who was responsible for the death of upwards of 50 million of his own people. All told, it seems the Workers' World Party supports the murder and the slaughter of tens of millions of people across this world over the last 100 years, be it Stalin or Lenin or Chairman Mao or Castro or Pol Pot or a host of others. These are the people that Donald Trump was calling out as being bad people on the left. Now you tell me. Does this sound like a group you'd like your children to be associated with? Or your grandchildren? Because the Workers' World Party is prominent in these clashes. And if there is another, by the way, these are the people that call themselves part of Antifa. These are the Workers' World Party delude themselves in thinking they're part of the anti-fascist movement. You are the fascists. You beat people in the streets. You support Lenin and Stalin and Mao in the murder and destruction of people and families and ethnic cleansing in pursuit of socialism and communism. You are so misguided and so ignorant, it is breathtaking. So the point is this. The alt-right, the extreme right, does exist, as does the alt-left. Or the extreme left, as emphasized and epitomized by the Workers' World Party, that CNN and others will go to great lengths to defend and disguise as somehow being good people, which they are not. But again, allow them to speak. The First Amendment trumps all. 25 after.